Good afternoon, everyone. You find me sitting in the sort of cafe come restaurant-y come table area of the Premier Inn on Euston Road. One of the Premier Inns on Euston Road. The Premier Inn, I'm sure. The Premier in Euston, absolutely. It's a very confusing place. We're not sat at our usual table here. I'm sitting here with John. Say hello, John. We're not sat at our usual table because someone else pinched it. We only have one dog here. Why is that?
Because Sparky's gone to the vets for his jabs. Apparently the last jabs were 4 weeks ago, so he needs to have another one 4 weeks later. There's a new strain of something.
Yeah, that's about as far as I got as well.
There's a new strain of
Leptococcal something or whatever.
Yeah,
it sounded bad, whatever it was.
I've been thinking like Henry, which makes me sound like he's going to turn into a werewolf. werewolves, that'd be interesting. But yeah, there's a, especially for night walks. But
werewolves in London, how very appropriate. Where's Warren Zevon when you need him?
I don't know. I've gone off and run up.
There's a bit of a tangent there, isn't there?
We'll come back in. Yeah, he's gone off for his jabs. He had a 1 o'clock vets appointment, so I am currently without dog for the first time in
6 days.
Six days, with the slight exception of the other couple of lunch times ago when we deliberately left them in the room. Lunch just to kind of familiarise them with being alone from us.
And I don't think either of them ransacked the room, did they?
No. Sparky was excited to see me when I got back, which I must admit, I'll take a little guilty pleasure in saying I was happy about.
I have to say, there was a lot of tail wagging in my room. The tricky thing is ignoring it.
Well, yeah. I mean, thankfully, I really needed a wee when I got back, so I was able to do so for a couple of minutes. Not that it took me that long, but, you know, I took the time to collect my thoughts on it.
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah, again. Sorry, it's going a bit tangency, is it? But yeah, so he's gone off for his jabs. He had a 1 o'clock vets appointment. He's going to be back at about 1:45. We've got off curb obstacles this afternoon.
Looking forward to it, of course.
Yeah, it could be interesting. Looking forward to it. It's going okay. For the first time yesterday afternoon, it felt kind of natural walking with him, which, you know, for a first time user, it's nice to have that. It's nice to know that actually I've got it in me to do this. I can do this. You know, and I think that's made me a bit happier because I was getting quite kind of stressed. So it has made me a bit sort of happier to be here. I still can't wait to get home. But, you know.
Yeah. I think it's really difficult the first time around because you really don't know what it's like, and you don't know whether when you have a bad walk or a series of bad walks, you don't know whether that's it, whether there's some fundamental thing that's going to make you incompatible. But I think when you've been through it once, you realise that that's just part and parcel of working a guide dog. Sometimes things go well, sometimes they don't. And there are so many... My goodness. And there was so many factors.
All right.
Lie down, please.
So that was me making
it. Was that you doing it?
The door, the breeze blew the sign over.
Oh, really?
That's probably slightly more polite to move it when I knocked it over earlier. So
these people jump.
I thought that was the deliberate distraction techniques or something. All right, Joe, down, please.
At least we then have one dog we need to get up a lot of room, and isn't it we're going into the restaurant?
Yep. That's a good point. Right.
Done.
Well done. I will just pause my recording.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Do well, I mean, people always love hearing you. It's fine. I think you're the only one who doesn't like hearing you.
I've got the letter and his toy, which is wet because I took it out of the washing machine.
Oh, lovely.
But it's clean.
Lovely. Good. Thank you for doing that.